second part of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreeman.com. His YouTube channel is donotconsent83. And his website or his email address is donotconsent83@yahoo.com or burt@onlyfreeman.com. And you were talking about contributions. And, of course, we contribute to the Social Security via our employment. Yes, when you look at the word contribution, that is something, like if you give something to the Red Cross, it's a contribution. And the word definitely puts another meaning to it.
Yeah. Which is really strange because, you know, like teachers, you know, that's one of the most powerful unions is the teachers union, and their whole purpose in existence is for them to get a big retirement for the teachers. But you know, none of those funds that the teachers have their money into are 100% guaranteed because they're all based on contributions. Same thing for fire departments, same thing for policemen, same thing for anyone that has one of these so-called retirement systems.
Okay, so that brings us to another point here, is that here in Illinois, we have a huge problem. We have all of these public servants, teachers and government employees in all of the counties that are getting ready to retire, and all these funds are short, and so they are looking at raising taxes and doing all kinds of other things, withholding public services. And, of course, we know that they actually do have more money than they're confessing to because of CAFR. The big issue is the withholding of services. And additionally, they'd like to have people work longer.
Yeah, and, you know, that's how they get the population to, you know, to behave. I mean, the sad truth is that we are completely controlled. I mean, if they shut off the water, you're SOL.
Right.
If they shut off the trains, the rails, you'll starve.
Sure.
It's a complete control of the whole thing. And, this is what I'm finding out. As I am learning about the truth behind this system, if enough people on this land we call the States United were to comprehend how their so-called representatives are actually abusing them and literally raping their children, all those politicians would probably be hung.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Because that's the truth. I mean, the more I'm getting involved into this thing, of course, I'm trying to help different people and help them make their stand. And the stuff that I'm learning is, I mean, I know it existed, but, you know, once you're hit in the face with reality, it is like someone throwing a bucket of cold water on you. So it all sounds good when you read about it, but when you actually learn it firsthand, it's a whole different ballgame, you know? And a lot of these things that I'm learning firsthand now, it's just letting me know how important it is for me to protect my children and any other child that I can. And, you know, one real simple thing, if nothing else, I wish people to take away from this show that we're doing right now is, please, anyone that you know who's pregnant, let them know. Do not give your child's name to anyone in the hospital.
Exactly. All right, let's pick that up on the other side of the break. That's something that we need to know. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plaques, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Teravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Teravim? Simple. Teravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Website is onlyfreemen.com. The YouTube channel is Do Not Consent 83, and we do have some callers on the line. But let's talk just a bit about what you said just before the break about not giving your babies, your infant's name, to anyone at the hospital after they're born.
Yes, because anyone who has already had children know that they give you a form to fill out, and whenever a corporation gives you a form to fill out, it's never for your benefit. It's for their benefit. Okay, that's rule number one. don't be so eager to fill out paperwork that is put in front of you. And in the hospital, they'll give you a form asking you to fill out, your name, father's name, address, and baby's name, and all that kind of stuff. And then there'll be a little section in there that says, do you wish your child to receive a social security number, and it has yes or no. It doesn't matter what you check in there. Yes or no, you will get one. And the reason you will get a social security number is because the hospital actually makes money by providing that form to the Social Security Administration. So it's in their interest to give your name to the Social Security Administration. So that's easy to do, and I have two children. They both have the same numbers, begins with zero and ends in zero. And I did that just simply by I kept saying, we still haven't decided what the name's going to be for the baby. So, right up until the last minute that we're walking out the door, they're still asking us for that name. So what they did is all the paperwork from the hospital just says, baby Aaron Gurin, that's it. Just has baby and then your last name. And that's it. that's incomplete. They cannot turn that in. And then that will prevent your child from getting that. And then the other part of the equation is the birth certificate. I was just now during the break looking for the part from the U.S. Code, this Title V, where we talk about, which deals with employees. There's a section there that explains everything about a birth certificate. So a birth certificate is also evidence that you're an employee of the United States. So you don't need to get a birth certificate. You can have your child baptized or just print out something and have three people sign it as witnesses that your child, in fact, was born on this land. And another trick in the paperwork that they give you is they will ask you to put down what county you live in. County, who cares about the county? A county is a subdivision, a political subdivision of the United States. So when you say you live in a county, guess what? You're saying that you're living in a political subdivision. So you just put yourself under them again. So that's just very basic stuff that people can do to stop creating servants of the system. And, of course, a lot of other battles are going to come on for not having a Social Security number. That's naturally should be understood by everybody. Because when you're dealing with corporations, you're actually dealing with technically the federal government, because all corporations are agents of the state. People don't realize that. You know, they hear all this thing about, oh, it's a private corporation. Oh, it's private business. There's no such thing. All corporations are creations of the state. And by definition in their statutes, they tell you all corporations are agents of the state. That's why corporations are required to try to collect taxes from you whenever you deal with them, because they're collecting taxes for the state, because they're acting as agents.
Right. Alrighty, why don't we take some phone calls? Let's take Richard from Alabama. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bert.
Hi there.
I got a couple of questions, and I know you don't want to get into them, but I'd really need to know. The United States.
Let's keep it relevant to what we're talking about.
You know, is the U.S. Judicial Conference relevant?
It is, and it's not. The Judicial Conference, and I actually did a lot of research on that because I was helping a fellow in federal court, and they're the ones that put together the magistrates for the district courts, correct?
They write the rules of court, and they write rules of court that actually supersede the decisions of the Supreme Court. They supervise West Publishing. Mm-hmm. They supervise the writing of the U.S. Code, and they have an enormous staff. And they practically write everything except the Banker's Book of Federal Reserve Regulations. And apparently that Banker's Book supersedes all U.S. code and all law because, well, apparently just, I don't understand why. But it just does. And it looks to me like the USJC, that those 33 lawyers, it looks as if they have more power than the Supreme Court, because they have the power to set, what do you call it?
You might be correct. I can't say yay or nay, because I haven't looked at it from that angle that you're talking about. Everything I'm trying to do is just to see if we can find our way through the courts. But here's another interesting thing. Rule 45 of the Supreme Court, civil procedures says that all process of the Supreme Court are in the name of the president. So that right there tells you something about the Supreme Court that is not what people think it is. So you might be right. Within their context of how they operate, yeah, there may be other organizations in there that have higher power, because the president has executive power within their system, so it's supposed to be limited. But there are other organizations in there. Like I said, in the federal courts, the magistrates are actually under a different authority than the judges. the judges are pretty much directly under the precedent, but the, if there's any such a thing as a constitutional judge, it would have to be the magistrates in the federal court, because everything else comes from a congressional act. I mean, the judicial system was created under the Act of 1789. That's something that everybody that wants to learn more in detail the sources of the courts need to read that Act of 1789. Well, so, you know, we're probably getting way more technical than most people want to hear.
Right.
The USGC has the power to remove a federal judge from the rotation for a particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awfully powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Richard, we do have other callers on the line, so we're going to cut you loose. Thanks for your phone call. Let's take Jerry Kirk in Arkansas. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I really appreciate hearing another individual learning about the characteristics of status. It's really good to hear that on the radio. Bert, I'd like to offer to you a couple thoughts about your Social Security. You were talking about suing them to get your, you know, Social Security taxes back.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to offer to you the U.S. Supreme Court case, Helvering versus Davis, 1937. And it says very clearly in here, it lays a special income tax upon employees to be deducted from their wages and paid by the employees. It goes on and it says the proceeds of both taxes are to be paid in the Treasury like internal revenue taxes generally and are not earmarked in any way. That means you don't have an account with a certain amount of money in your name. Mm-hmm. Moving on to Fleming versus Nestor, 1960 U.S. Supreme Court case, to engraft upon the Social Security system a concept of accrued property rights would deprive it of the flexibility and boldness, yada, 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 that it has to have. So you have nothing in there that you can sue for that's in your name. That's the simplicity of what I'm trying to share with you.
It's all contributions, right?
No, sir. It is not a contribution. Okay. It is a special income tax. And, you know, case after case after case has said that, and there's no contribution to it at all. It's a tax.
But a tax is also like a contribution, ain't it?
No, sir. No, sir. If you're a citizen of the United States, it is a responsibility and a duty, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, to pay all taxes levied by your government.
Well, that's true. It is a requirement. It's actually in your... in your passport on the very last page.
Yeah, and so I would like to offer to you that the Social Security card is a contract, and that contract is cancelable by either party because it does not have a time frame and specific performance on it.
Well, but see, my point is that the Social Security so-called contract that most of us are you know, pretendingly bound by, was entered on our behalf by our parents.
Once you turn 18 or 21, depending on your state where majority is, you've now taken over that responsibility for your parents. However, I am an individual that filled out his own application when he was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it still applies that I or you, if you didn't find out till you were 21, or afterwards, and you started using the Social Security number, then you accepted that contract. All you have to do is revoke your power of attorney, your authorization, and null and void the Social Security card and the number.
Okay,
can you email me
that information?
Pardon me?
Can you email me all that information, and we'll stay in touch as I go down this path of trying to get my money back from it?
Yeah, can I hold over just for a short time?
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com, and the YouTube channel is Do Not Consent 83. And we still have Jerry from Arkansas on the phone.
Thank you, Deanna.
Hold on, Jerry, for a second. Let me read you a definition about tax. This is from Black's Law. It says, to impose a tax, to enact or declare that a pecuniary, I think that's how you pronounce it, which means monetary contribution, shall be made by the persons liable for the support of government.
Yes, I appreciate what you're saying. And 27 years ago, a retired judge and I, in a public demonstration, burnt Black's Law Dictionary to express upon people that dictionary gets you in trouble. What you do is go to U.S. Supreme Court cases to find out what they and how they define the words, because Black's Law carries no weight. The U.S. Supreme Court carries weight.
Well, and I agree. Everything needs to be backed up by you know, their cases.
And anyway, I will, in the next 2.5 hours, have somebody email my name and phone number, and I will endeavor to get you a database with all U.S. Supreme Court cases with a search engine, and I will try to get that to you in the next week.
Oh, man, I love it.
And you will find that you will be able to punch in whatever subject you want and get all the cases so that you can truly learn the definitions and applications. And, you know, I really do want to meet, you know, visit with you because you are on track. And thank you for coming on Deanna's show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That's what we need. We all need to come together and help each other because not one of us has the answer.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Jerry, I did share your phone number with Bert.
Yeah, so I'll give you a holler.
Is that okay?
I
think he hung up. All righty, let's go on to Dave. David, in Lone Wolf Territory.
Good afternoon, Deanna. Gee, I'm among good company, I guess. Hey, Jerry, give me a call when we get off this thing this afternoon. You and I need to talk. We got some things cooking here at Lone Wolf Territory. Need to share with you. Give me a buzz, Jerry. Any case, back to what you got. Freeman, have you taken a look at Criminal Rules of Procedure, Rule 54? You might want to write these down. And Title 28, 272. And Title 18, let me flip back the page. I think it's 4001, Title 18, 4001. In Rule 54 and 28, 2072, Congress allowed the courts to legislate and to be able, as the man was pointing out about this body of judges, they have the power to legislate. Where? The only power they have to legislate is in territorial issues. And anything that they legislate is only applicable to territories and the District of Criminals. But somehow or another, they're dumping their legislative powers out here throughout these several states. And if you look at 18-2000 or 4001, it gives the Attorney General the right to establish prison labor camps for slave labor camps at will, and to create legislation to govern and rule these slave labor camps. But people don't ever look at these things. Why do they have these powers?
Well, and see, this is the thing, is that they have really a huge amount of power for them to do a lot of things within, of course, like you said, their jurisdiction. Their very extremely limited jurisdiction. So what I'm trying to do is trying to simplify the process so that we can say, hey, I'm not under your jurisdiction. I don't even understand. I don't even want to know anything about your jurisdiction. I just know it doesn't apply to me. You know, just like I said, the McDonald's thing, trying to apply it to me. It's like, no, man, I'm not your employee. Leave me the heck alone. And that's really all we should have to do.
Another thing you might want to look at, too, I don't have it in front of me, but I know that the Northern District of courts and most other courts have also published it. They lawful courts or common law courts is actually the District Court of the United States. And we don't have District Courts of the United States anymore. We have United States District Courts. And we used to have the Supreme Court of the United States, but now we have the United States Supreme Court. Looks like, smells like, tastes like, but they're not the same. And according to the historical notes found on the website of the district court, it states that in 1814 they abolished or did away with the district courts of the United States and substituted these corporate or military-style territory courts known as the United States District Court. You might want to look at that and see the historical notes that they're actually publishing now on their own websites.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that a lot of these things that they do, they don't even hide it. Just if we want to look at it, it's there.
Yep. All righty, we are going to a break. David, feel free to stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Free Man Bert. His website is onlyfreemen.com. His YouTube channel is Do Not Consent 83. And we still have David on the phone. So let's pick it up from where you left off before we went to the break.
Oh, sorry, I had the mute on. Yeah, I'm back. Thanks, Deanna.
Okay, what happened to David? Did he get...
Dropped him again.
Okay, all righty. So let's go on to Steve in Colorado. Steve in Colorado, welcome.
Hi, hi. I just want to thank you so much, Deanna, for having Bert.
Bert
is his name? Bert, I just wanted to say thank you for being such a true American. I found your videos a while ago on YouTube just by searching. I do have a friend that's very, very well informed on a lot of this information also. Jerry, it's quite impressive, that caller that was on and the last fellow. It would be so powerful just to get like three people like this together and just put all your ideas together. It would be so powerful to inform the many that want to be informed. I did email you. I did work for the city at one time, so I am on a pension, and I'd like to grab some information from you when you can. I did email you, and I'm going to order your books and share that around. And there are a lot of seminars, there are a lot of groups of people out there that are sharing information like this. But what I've been researching is that a lot of people are getting hurt because they're not going about it the right way and the correct way, and it could be dangerous. I mean, it could put you in prison if you don't set forth the right language, the right words, and also the right behavior. I guess conduct is what we're looking at, too. So maybe you could give a few tips on that, and I'd appreciate if you, you know, I emailed you today, and it's just amazing how you're on Deanna's show. That's awesome, because I was thinking about emailing you a while ago, and my friend is also doing something called land patents, and I don't know if you know anything about that.
Well, I know a little bit about it, but what you have to remember about land patents is who backs up the patent.
That's right, and you know, see, there's a lot of things that are very questionable, and you know, we have to be careful. And I also believe that, you know, if there are some people out there that want to be sheeple, they want to be sheep, then I actually think this system is there for a purpose. I'm not like applauding it or anything like that, but I just feel that the people like you and I that want to make a change in life, that want to go God's way and not man's way, and we just want to be honest and we want to live in honor, I think we deserve that.
Exactly. You know, we don't have to be coerced into, you know, acting like any particular body politic. I mean, body politics is a volunteer association. I mean,
yeah,
that's what it is.
And you know what? We haven't been told this when we. I know. It's obvious. It's there for us to learn, but it wasn't purposely taught in our schools because they wanted to put the people, or some people, or many, in bondage. And I think this is what Moses was trying to bring out to his people, like, you know, that many years ago, is to separate from this bondage.
Well, and that's the bottom line. I mean, if you have to go to a particular creek to get water,
yes,
you know, and there's a requirement for you to get that water. Well, if you have to have the water, then I guess you have to pay the requirement, right? So,
yes.
So I mean, whatever the benefit is, if there's a price and you cannot live without the benefit, then you have to pay the price. I mean, that's the bottom line. But there are too many people that are trying to be on the government breast, and they don't want to pay the price.
Well, you know what? It's so true, because I say, you know, don't they stand on the same ground and gravity as we do? What made them higher than us?
Well, actually,
knowledge.
As a person, there's different levels of personhood.
Right.
That's true. Thank you so much, guys.
All righty. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your phone call. Let's go to Morrissey in Georgia. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I was had heard in terms of the birth certificate story or concept that at that time, not only do they create a corporation in your name, but they also create a trust that supposedly is then used in the financial markets to essentially back the wealth of the nation. So, you know, it's sort of like a
collateral
bond for prisoners, because that's sort of what we are, I guess, but that they float these bonds on prisoners in jail and they're sold. I mean, I've heard that there's actually a number on the birth certificate.
Let me jump in.
Actually
look at a lot of this stuff, and I have friends that are very much putting a lot of energy into researching into that. And all I would say is be very careful trying to capitalize on that type of a system, because as long as you're protecting your rights, these people cannot hurt you. But when you are attempting to collect some of their Federal Reserve notes, well, now you're stepping into a whole different world. And they will come after you hard when you're trying to take their federal notes, okay, because that's
right.
Theirs. And I haven't found any evidence so far that there is any kind of a trust associated in any kind of a term. But this is what I will say this. If there is such thing as a trust created by your birth certificate, it's more than likely a negative trust that increases in value as you collateralize, make a collateral out of all your property. Okay, that's the way I would see it, but I would not see it as it being, you know, like some people say, oh, you're born with $1 million. I don't believe that. So be very careful with anything like that.
Well, you know, the other thing I had heard about this is that it's the concept of a mirror that that corporate structure that they set up is an illusion. To get at the analogy with the mirror is that it inverts everything, and so it affects what you can actually, how purchases could actually, in a more ideal world, function. In other words, it's the idea that everything is prepaid. Have you heard this? This is kind of goes with the redemption movement, you know, that, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about it, but...
I think I know where, you know, what the stuff you're talking about, but I haven't found any evidence about any of that kind of stuff. I mean, the one thing that you can take to the bank, sort of, to say that is true is that we deal with in nothing but debt. Everything is debt.
Right.
So there's nothing of real value in anything. So all the real value comes from us. We are, in fact, what backs up the Federal Reserve system.
But see, that's essentially what I'm agreeing with you. And supposedly that's the underlying concept here.
Yeah, but they do it through all the property that we think we own, because we don't own any property. We just have control over the commercial value of all the things
right.
that we own. But it actually is being used by someone else. We're just tenants in our home. We just have the privilege of living in our homes. But it belongs to someone else. Someone else is acting like it belongs to them. And that someone else is not us.
The other thing I was going to throw out to you, have you been following Dean Clifford's saga up in Canada?
A little bit. And I know Dean Clifford talks a lot about trust. And when he started talking about all this stuff about trust, he lost me there because I haven't found any evidence to back that up.
Well, it's an interesting case. I like his attitude about it.
He's got a great attitude. But if I was him, I would stay away from trust because he might lead people into jail.
He was just in jail. I guess you hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sending out the information here. Thank you.
10-4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Deanna? Lost Deanna. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had my mute button on because I took a drink of water. Okay, we have David back?
Yes, ma'am. You hear me?
Yes, we hear
can hear you.
Okay, I got back. I don't know what happened. I started to talk and everything went dead.
Yeah, I don't know. Must have been something in...
In any case, the gentleman was just there. I want to touch a little bit him. Any of this nonsense on redemption, it's nonsense for the most part, folks. The only redemption is the blood of the Lamb. And most of the work that is being thrown out there by redemptionist theorists is based on writings of myself or a man named Carl Miller, not David Miller. There's a guy you want to stay away from is David Miller. He'll get you in jail faster than you can shake a stick at. But Carl Miller and I both wrote a bunch of stuff back in the early 1990s, and these redemptionists took a lot of our paperwork and they weaved it into packages that they sell, and they bastardized work, especially Tim Turner. He turned a lot of stuff that I actually wrote, and he rewrote the stuff, and when I read it, I almost choked on it. I said, my lands, he's really destroyed what I was writing. And then he was selling it. And it's sad that people are being taken. And, you know, I've got to be real careful. And the trust issue, if there's anything that's a trust, the judge himself is the trust. And you don't ever want to be the fiduciary of any of these trusts because then you're liable. You become the debtor for the whole nonsense. Land patent, I wanted to quickly catch that. The only people who have the right to enforce a land patent are those who are a corporation sole. You must be a corporation sole to enforce a land patent. Otherwise, you're blowing smoke, folks. And you were after a word, Freeman. I think you were looking for the word personam. is being able to have multiple personas, is the terminology, or mask that you put on, that you are one personam here, and over here you're a different personam, and you are looked at differently depending on what your personam is.
Yeah, exactly, depending on which hat you're wearing at that particular moment.
And I have four personams right now, and I'm driving the court systems absolutely crazy, so much that when I blew this thing wide open 7-8 years ago now, they now have made it so that you can no longer establish corporation souls in the United States. But we set a whole bunch of them up. The last 4 days, it was still available. Over 500 people set up corporation souls in the last 4 days. We drowned them with it. They thought they were going to sneak some way, because normally the only ones who are allowed to do it are members of the Catholic Church, particularly priests or politicians, you know, congressmen, mayors, you know, and very wealthy people like Rockefellers and Fords and Bushes. They all have lots of corporation souls, and corporation souls are tax exempt, and people don't know those issues. In any case, there was something I wanted to touch on your website. You got arms, not firearms. I thank you for that. Have you ever looked at the legal arguments of that being in court, arms versus firearms?
Well, I mean, I've looked at several cases that people have sent me, and there's actually one that I'm trying to grab a hold of here in Colorado. But the bottom line is that it's all legal language.
And you want to see one that's well written? I wrote it. You can go to SirDavidAndrew.com. SirDavidAndrew.com, you scroll down the page till you get to Victor Jacobs, and you click on Victor Jacobs, and that will take you to Victor Jacobs' page. And then at the bottom of Victor's page, there's another button. Click on that. That takes you to the second page. And on the second page, there's a motion to strike. And that the motion to strike covers all the arguments, legal arguments, between arms and firearms. And do you know how they convert an arms into a firearm? People don't know how the conversion is taking place. Do you know how it's done, Freeman?
Well, the way I'm understanding it is it all has to do when you register your arm.
There you go. And this is the key, because under the definition of firearms, a firearm is a machine gun, a destructive device, explosives, a sawed-off shotgun, a zip gun. That is a definition of arms. Pistols, derringers, rifles, revolvers, shotguns are not included in the definition of arms or firearms. They are arms. Now, how you can do the conversion is they make you go to a federal firearms dealer, and now they're trying to make it so that even if you buy it from a private sale, you're going to have to do a FFL form 4473. If you ever read that form, you're signing that under the penalty of perjury, and there's two things you're doing. You are converting the arm that you had just purchased, and you are swearing under the oath of perjury or perjury that arms, that shotgun, that rifle, that pistol you just bought is a machine gun. You're swearing to it.
Well, but on top of that, you're actually buying a service for them to monitor that thing that you just bought.
And you also swear that you are a 14th Amendment citizen. U.S. national is not allowed to purchase an arms from an FFL dealer. An FFL dealer can only sell weapons to slaves, and only slaves can buy from an FFL dealer.
Well, and again, I mean, it all comes back to the status that they trick you into operating under. And, you know, Deanna and I spoke about that, this firearm thing, because you had just bought
it. Right.
Yeah, and the other issue, too, is this felony fugitive or felony possession of firearms. If you go back and look at the statute which you're being charged under is Title 26. Title 26 is what? The Internal Revenue Code. It's a tax violation, people. The felony possession of firearms. Now, if you look at it, what that law applies to is a FFL dealer who has done some kind of crime, and he loses his FFL license, and he no longer can possess these arms or firearms until, what, 7 years after his, after his citizenship is restored and he becomes a good little slave again. He can now go back and get his license back, and he can sell guns again. But you
all
and
right.
I try to carry.
Gentlemen, we do have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. David, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com. His YouTube channel is Do Not Consent 83. His email is burt@onlyfreemen.com and Do Not Consent 83@yahoo.com. David, was it you that said that that David Miller could get you into jail faster than anyone you know? Is that David Miller?
You bet he can. I landed in prison because of that. Oh, I won't even talk about Miller. His stuff will get you in jail faster than you can get it. And I knew that I should not have used it, but I got desperate in a courtroom, and the minute I used David Miller's so-called process. The judge sat back like a big old Cheshire cat smiling at me and says, the court now has jurisdiction. And they slammed me in prison.
That's very interesting. I had somebody recommend having him on the program, and I actually scheduled him. Then I had a funny feeling about it, and I canceled it.
What he presents is some good arguments, but he does it in the wrong method and the wrong way. And I can go over those issues some other time at you, but I want one other thing here for Freeman, which I don't think he's aware of. Have you ever read the book Institutionalized Tyranny?
I don't think so.
Would you like a copy?
Sure.
It's by Dan Meter. They killed Dan about 10 years ago. It's an excellent book. Well, shortly after he published this, the government made sure that he was taken out of circulation. And it goes over a lot of the arguments and the questions you've brought forward today here with Deanne in your 2 hours. He covers a lot of those issues in this book. There's a few mistakes in it, but most of it is irrelevant. Dan had the delusional idea that the Concon or Constitution was God-inspired, and I can go into that detail, and I can document absolutely that it was not inspired, but that it was a con and actually written in 1782 in London, England, by King George and Squire Ben Franklin. They conned the whole thing up, and only minor changes took place in 1867.
I agree with you.
And here, you want a good quick one that proves it? Take a look at the list of states that are listed. Providence and Rhode Island are listed as being states. Where's the state of Providence? It existed in 1782, but the state of Providence didn't exist in 1787.
Ah, very interesting. Okay, Bert, we've got about 1 minute.
Well,
so,
the main thing is for people to keep learning about their current status and the status that they don't want to be, and by all means, stop turning your newborns into United States servants. That's my main thing I'd like to get across. I try to say that all the time. But yeah.
Right. And I have certainly enjoyed having you on the program. It's been very, very enlightening again. And I think we've had some really good discussion with some of the callers.
Yes, excellent. You got a smart audience.
I think so. I really appreciate my audience, and I'm certain that they appreciate what you have shared with them today. So we need to do this again. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Bye-bye.